Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What Made Maddie Run by Kate Fagan is a work of narrative nonfiction and investigative sports journalism centered on Madison Halloran, a gifted New Jersey athlete who entered the University of Pennsylvania as a freshman track runner and died by suicide in January 2014 at age 19. Fagan, a sports journalist with her own background as a college athlete, expands on her earlier reporting for SNW to examine the pressures surrounding Maddie, rather than reducing her death to a single explanation. The book combines interviews, family cooperation, personal communications, and broader cultural analysis to explore college adjustment, elite athletics, perfectionism, depression, and social media performance. Its purpose is not to sensationalize tragedy, but to show how a young person who appeared successful, loved, and socially connected could still experience profound distress. The result is both a specific account of one life and a wider inquiry into mental health among high-achieving students and student-athletes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the collapse of external achievement as a measure of well-being. A central insight of What Made Maddie Run is that visible achievement can obscure rather than reveal psychological reality. Madison Halloran had many of the markers that adults often read as signs of stability: academic promise, athletic distinction, a supportive family, close friendships, and admission to an Ivy League university. Fagan shows how these signals made it harder for others to grasp the depth of Maddie's distress, and may also have made it harder for Maddie to understand her own suffering as legitimate. The transition from being exceptional in high school to becoming one of many exceptional students at Penn disrupted the identity that had long organized her life. College athletics added a further shift, because running was no longer simply a talent or source of enjoyment, but an institutional obligation tied to performance, schedules, comparison, and expectation. The book argues through Maddie's case that accomplishment is not a protective shield against anxiety or depression. In some settings, achievement can intensify isolation because the person feels obligated to preserve the appearance that everything earned should also feel satisfying. Secondly, social media as a public self that distorts private suffering. Fagan gives particular attention to the gap between Maddie's Instagram presence and her internal experience. The book does not claim that social media caused her death, but it treats digital self-presentation as an important pressure in the emotional environment surrounding young people. Maddie could post images that suggested ease, beauty, friendship, and college enjoyment while privately feeling overwhelmed. Fagan connects this to the idea of a divided self, an inner self, a self shown to family and friends, and a public self curated for online consumption. This framework is effective because it avoids blaming technology in a simplistic way, while still explaining how constant comparison can worsen vulnerability. If a distressed student sees only polished versions of peers, ordinary struggle can feel like personal failure. The online image also becomes a performance that must be maintained, making honest disclosure more difficult. In Maddie's case, the curated feed mattered because it both hid pain from others and fed the illusion that everyone else was adjusting better than she was. Thirdly, athletic culture and the stigma around admitting weakness. The book situates Maddie's struggle within the broader culture of competitive athletics, where endurance, toughness, and sacrifice are often treated as moral virtues. Fagan is careful not to portray coaches, teammates, or sports themselves as simple villains. Instead, she examines how athletic environments can unintentionally make emotional pain harder to name. Student athletes are trained to push through discomfort, follow demanding routines, and accept performance pressure as normal. Those habits can be useful in competition, but damaging when transferred to depression or anxiety, because the athlete may interpret distress as a flaw to overcome alone. Maddie's uncertainty about track illustrates this conflict. Leaving the team might have offered relief, yet quitting also carried symbolic weight after years of achievement and recruitment. The book also points to the stigma around mental health resources, including the fear that seeking help signals weakness. This discussion is one of the book's most practical contributions, because it shows that prevention requires more than services on campus. It requires cultural permission to speak before crisis hardens into secrecy. Fourthly, a reported reconstruction built from access, restraint, and uncertainty, Fagan's method distinguishes the book from many accounts of young adult tragedy. With the cooperation of Maddie's family, she had access to texts, computer material, and people close to Maddie, allowing her to reconstruct both outward events and fragments of private thought. This access gives the narrative emotional specificity, but the book is also shaped by a refusal to present a complete answer where none can be responsibly known. Fagan follows the question of what made Maddie run while gradually showing that the question itself has limits. Suicide rarely has one clean cause, and the desire to find a single event can become a way for survivors and readers to impose order on pain. The reporting, therefore, works in two directions. It documents concrete pressures in Maddie's life, and it exposes the insufficiency of any neat causal chain. This restraint is important ethically. The book asks readers to pay attention to warning signs, social structures, and communication gaps without pretending that perfect retrospective knowledge is possible. Lastly, the broader crisis of college adjustment among high-achieving students, although Maddie's story is particular. Fagan uses it to illuminate a wider problem among high-achieving college students. Many arrive on campus having been rewarded for performance, discipline, and control presentation. College can then create a sudden mismatch between identity and experience harder academics, loss of former status, separation from family, unfamiliar social codes, and the discovery that effort does not always produce immediate mastery. For student athletes, this adjustment is compounded by training schedules, public results, team obligations, and the feeling that athletic commitment limits other forms of exploration. The book emphasizes that these pressures are not rare aberrations, but common features of elite educational and athletic culture. Maddie's distress became catastrophic, but the conditions Fagan describes are recognizable to many students who feel trapped between gratitude for opportunity and misery inside it. This is why the book resonated beyond running communities. Its argument reaches parents, coaches, and educators who may assume that talented students need less support because they look capable. Fagan shows that capability and vulnerability can exist at the same time. In conclusion, What Made Maddie Run is most relevant for parents of teenagers, college students, coaches, athletic administrators, educators, counselors, and readers concerned with youth mental health in achievement-driven settings. Its practical benefit lies in sharpening attention to the mismatch between appearance and emotional reality. Readers learn to question polished signals of success, to treat withdrawal or perfectionism as possible signs of distress, and to recognize that asking for help can be especially difficult for people trained to seem strong. Intellectually, the book offers a careful case study in how personal suffering is shaped by institutions, family expectations, digital culture, and athletic identity without being reducible to any one of them. Compared with many sports books, it is less interested in competition as triumph, and more interested in what competitive systems demand psychologically. Compared with many mental health narratives, it stands out because Fagan combines intimate reporting with a clear understanding of student-athlete culture and social media performance. The book is valuable not because it provides a definitive explanation for Maddie Halloran's death, but because it resists false certainty while making the surrounding pressures visible. That balance of empathy, investigation, and cultural analysis is what gives it lasting relevance. If you would like to support Kate Fagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.